So Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue our shiur in Sefer Simla Chadasha, Siman Yudchet. So far we learned about the various deficiencies that may arise in the Shechitah knife. We also spoke about how one is to check the knife pre-Shechitah. The next three halachot, we'll begin talking about the laws of the post-Shechitah inspection of the blade. We're going to learn that although one inspected the knife before Shechita, one has to go ahead and check the knife after Shechita as well. Here in Seif Yud, the rabbi will introduce the halacha with 4 points. The first is that one must inspect the blade after Shechita 12 times, just as one checks it before Shechita 12 times, as we learned earlier in Tziv Zayin. The second halacha is that if one checks it after Shechita and he finds a nick, then his Shechita is invalid. The reason for that is because we are choshesh, we have a safek, maybe the knife was nifgam, maybe it got a pkima from the skin. And if that's the case, it comes out that you shechted the kaneh and the veshet, the simanim, with a knife that was invalid. Then the rabbi tells us that this is said even when one slaughters poultry. I would have thought that, you know, the skin of poultry is very soft, so that maybe there's no chashash that it was nifgam from the skin. Kamash malan that note, if you find a pgam on the knife, achar shechita, shechitato psula, misafek. So let's read it inside. Siman Yudchet Seif Yud. The first point. Af al pi shebadak hasakin kodem shechita, tzirich levodko gam achar shechita 12 bdikot kedem seif zayin. Even though one inspected the knife before shechita, the shochet must also inspect it la'achar shechita. And the rabbi writes that this post-shechita inspection must result in the blade being inspected at least 12 times after Shechita. Rabbi continues, Af al gav, de'im lo batko ve'ne'evad Shechitato k'shera, de'mukminen la'sakin ha'chazkato, mikol makom lechatchila lo samchilon ha'chazaka b'de'efshar levarer. It means to say that suppose the knife was properly inspected before Shechita, and then the knife was lost. So we're going to learn later in this siman that the meat is permitted. The reason for that is because we rely on the concept of chazaka. We don't assume the status of the knife changed, and therefore the meat is permitted. But the rabbi writes that that's only said in a case where there's no way of checking the knife got lost. And only then could one rely on the chazaka that the knife is still good. But when the matter could still be clarified, but if shalavarer, one cannot rely on this chazaka, and that's why we have a chiyuv to check the knife after Shechita. By rights, v'im nimtza po pgam, if after Shechita one performed this bdika, ben ogeret ben msuchsechet, afilu min atzad, if he finds any sort of nick, afilu chatach l'toch etzem ha-mafreket, Shechitato psula d'chashinan shema b'or nifgema. Which means to say that if a bgima were to be found on the knife post-Shechita, even in this instance where the shochet cut into the neck bone of the animal, the meat is forbidden. The reason for that is because we're choshesh. There's a safek, maybe the shochet was pugem the knife while touching the skin, and therefore it comes out that he shechted the simanim with a knife that was pagum. Rabbi adds, v'afilu be'of, she'oro rach, dino kebehemah, v'afilu shechet harbe ofot, harbe behemot, v'lo bedak min time. That makes no difference whether one slaughtered an animal, you know, that has a thick hide, has a thick skin, and there one could understand, oh, maybe it was nifgam from the skin of the animal. But no, says the rabbi, filu be'of, even when it comes to poultry, if one checks the knife after shechita and he finds a pgam, the din is like a behema, and we are going to be choshesh shema b'or nifgama, and the shechita would be invalid. V'nirah li, says the rabbi, d'afilu shechat ofot v'achar kach behemot b'sakin echad, if one first slaughtered birds. V'acharkach behemot. And then he later on slaughtered animals. En omrim mistabra litot abgam mafreket abema v'lo b'or. We don't say, oh, you know where the gima came from? It came from the animals. And the first five chickens that he slaughtered, they should be kosher. They weren't pogam the knife. No, we don't say that. El kivan shelo badak min time. But since he did not check the knife in between, harei kulam b'safek, they're all in doubt. Filu of harishona, v'shchitato psula misafek. Even that first bird would be invalid. Why? Because we're choshesh. Maybe the skin of that first bird was pogam the knife, and whatever was slaughtered afterwards is in safek. Right, so Seif Yudalef. So far we learned that if one finds a pgima, the knife la'achar shchita, we're choshesh that it was nifkam from the skin, and the shchita is invalid. The rabbi now will discuss the halacha regarding one that wants to slaughter two or more ba'alei chayim. Does he need to check the knife between each and every shchita? The rabbi writes, lefichach, based on the last halacha, ashochet ba'alei chayim shnayim oyoter, one who slaughters two or more ba'alei chayim, tzirich livdok achar shchitat kol echad, 12 bdikot, כמו קודם שחיטה, כדי שאם ימצא פגימה, לא יאסור, כי אם שחיטה אחת שלפניה. That one should check the knife after every animal which he slaughters to ensure that he will not cause the other animals afterwards to potentially be nevila. ואפילו אם ירצה השוחט להכניס עצמו לספק זה, נראה לי דנור שי. The rabbi writes that even if a שוחט says, what's the big deal? I'll check the knife after, you know, the third chicken. And if it's not kosher, I'll just throw away the first shchitot. And that's totally fine. I'm willing to take this risk. So the rabbi says, no, that the shochet has no right to take this risk. And he cites three reasons as to why this is prohibited. Number one, da'ati lidei bal tashchit. Kishimatse pagum b'achrona v'yasru kulam b'chinam. The first reason the shochet has no right to take this risk is because it will cause needless waste. If he checks the knife after shechting two animals, and the knife actually had a pgima after slaughtering the first one, it comes out that the second animal was a nevela needlessly. So that's why you have to check between each and every one. That's the first reason. The two and the second reason, the efsher lavo lidei tekala sheyachlu harishonim terem noda mibdika sheachar kol v'efsher shim matze pagum ve'ochel safek nevela. The rabbi writes that there is a risk that by the time the knife is checked, right, after all those animals slaughtered, those first animals slaughtered would already be consumed. So that is why the shochet has to make sure to check between each and every shchita. That's the second reason. And the third reason, he writes, is v'kol shekein ha-shochet la'acharim she'no rashai la'chnis amon acharim b'safek. That if one slaughters for others, he's actually causing a financial loss to his client. And that's why he can't just say, oh, what's the big deal, I'll check after all three. What do you mean? Maybe by checking between each and every one, you're saving your client from a financial loss. So we have the din that even if the shochet wants to put himself into the, and he's willing to take this risk, inu rashai, he may not do so. We have three reasons for that. The first reason is the ati lidei bal tashchit. The second reason is it's shayich that there would be a takala, that they would eat, they would consume from the first animals that were slaughtered right before the time the knife is checked. And the third reason is that if he's shechting for others, he's placing their money besafik. Now the next little bit, the rabbi talks about, you could say, the choshen mishpat laws of a shochet that slaughters animals for others and then finds a pgima after the shchita. We'll now move on to see if you'd bet. So far we learned that someone that slaughters two or more Baalei Chaim has to check his knife between each and every shechita. And we had three reasons for that. Rabbi continues, V'nirali d'bishat ha'dchak, that at times of great need, kegon be'erv yom kippur, she'tzarich lishchot kaparot harbeh, where many kaparot are slaughtered, ve'en hazman maspik, livdok be'kavanat ha'lev, u'mimitun kedina shtem misre b'dikot, v'karov ha'davar she'machmat ha'nechitza lo yidakdek ha'tef b'dika, that there is concern that because of the rush, the knife will not be inspected properly, as we learned earlier. Lo yivdok ben kol echad, that he should not inspect the knife after the slaughter of every animal or bird. Rakal kol pani mechar kol ha'ofot shebiyat shliach echad, deshelo yilech hashliach kodem habirur. That one should, the shochet should check the knife after slaughtering all the birds for one household. The reason is that we want to make sure that this person that came before him should not leave the shochet without first verifying the kosher status of his birds. And when one does this, it's mutar, ben linan isur, that you don't have a problem about the shechit, and you don't have a problem with the takala that they might eat, they might consume from the first ones before verifying that they're kosher. Ben linan tashlumin, and financially also, such a shochet does not have to reimburse an owner for not checking between each and every shechita. She'en tzarich lishalem klum kishno heken. He would not have to pay anything if he did so. Ki lo sagi b'lav hachi v'afilu shochet b'schar. That the shochet is not considered to have done anything wrong since there's no other choice. So now move on to Seif Yud Gimel. The rabbi writes, Od nira li de'bishar yemot ha'shana she'en hazman bahul. When it's not at time of great need, right? When it's not similar to Erev Yom Kippur, where you have many kaparot that must be slaughtered. Throughout the year, when there's enough time to properly inspect the knife, afilu shachat echad v'nimtza trefa ayadei shehiya v'kadome v'rotze lishchot acheret, yesh livdok hasakin bintayim kedina shem anifgam. That if one produces a nevila, shochet should still check the knife to see if there was a pgima as a result of that cutting, even though that first shechita was not kosher. Which means to say that this din that we learned in Seif Yud Aleph, that if one wants to shecht two or more ba'alei chayim, he has to check between each and every one, is not only said where the first one was, where it came out to be kosher. Rather, even if his first one was a nevela, the knife should be inspected to make sure that there is no pgima. So today we learned the halachot of checking the knife after shechita. We mentioned that after shechita you have to check the knife 12 times to verify that there is no pgam that may have been caused from the or of the off. He said that if you find a pgima after shechita, shechita to nevela misafek, we learned that this, you have to check a knife after shechita, is said even when one slaughters two or more ba'alei chayim, you have to check between each and every shechita. We had three reasons why that's so, and we said that in time of great need, such as Erev Yom Kippur, and there is not enough time, that because of the rush, the knife will not be inspected properly, one could just check it all the way in the end, and that is Shapir Dami. Bezrat Hashem, next shiur we'll discuss the laws of a knife that got lost after Shechita. We said that you have to check the knife after Shechita to ensure that it's kosher, but you just don't have the ability to. It got lost. What's the halacha? And we'll see all the seifim that discuss this at length. That will be Seif Yudalid, Tetvav, Tetzayin, Yud Zayin, Yud Chet, and Yud Tet. Bezrat Hashem, the next shiur.